The following is paid for by MediConnect. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
Lauren Uran is in the house. It's your Prat Pack. Sun is up, and we are gazing out over the beautiful Allegheny to the North Shore. So that means, once again, the vantage point is the David L. Lawrence Convention Center. It's your Prat Pack MediConnect. All about that enrollment period that is going right up until March 31st. So we're halfway away from it being done for another year. Inflation Reduction Act, all sorts of things happening. But we simply remind you that we have live advisors standing by until noon each and every week. And you can call now to set an appointment or anything that you need done. And remember, when you get that appointment, there is never a charge for your services. 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. We've got seminars to tell you about. They're free, too, but you have to register. We're going to get to all of that. But it's time for a little chit-chat, a coffee clutch, as we begin today. And I got to ask you before we go any further, your significant other is here, and I love Jeff. Hardworking guy, slinging concrete. Only I would appreciate this. You brought with you a coffee mug today that before my life is over, I got to make a pilgrimage. And I hear maybe one is going to Columbus, Ohio. Buc-ee's. What is this phenomenon? I've actually watched the History Channel about the history of Buc-ee's convenience stores, which are much more than a convenience store.
So I have to say, my brother PJ, he moved to Tennessee about 3 years ago. And my dad and mom were, you know, visiting him. And my dad, he also, similar to Jeff, worked in the concrete construction.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so he works for Trumbull PJ Dick. Has been there over, you know, 40 years. So he travels a lot for work. And, you know, all of our life growing up, he was traveling. And, you know, we didn't really get things brought back often,
right,
you know.
Right.
And he goes to this place called Buc-ee's. And next thing you know, he's bringing us all gifts back. And we're like, what's going on? And he's talking about this place called Buc-ee's. Cleanest bathrooms around. They have bathroom attendants inside. Bakery. Fresh made jerky. I mean.
And it's private label, too, a lot of this.
Private label. Everything is branded Buc-ee's with their logo, Buc-ee Beaver, right? They have a mascot that walks around the store, but wild. So my boyfriend and I, we went down to Nashville, Tennessee recently to visit family and then visit my brother further down in Tennessee and got to stop at my first Buc-ee's. So,
well, I'm so proud of you.
What an experience. It's pretty cool and it's something you have to see.
Well, listen, I make no bones about it. I've been friends with the Sheets family for a long time. I love Sheets as I'm in there all the time.
I do too, same.
But here's what's ironic. My nickname as a kid, my sister's, because I had a couple of big front teeth. To this day, they still call me Buc-ee Beaver. That's my nickname because of my protruding front teeth. So, my man, there's a portrait of your Prat Pack right there.
There he is.
But I absolutely love that brand, and I'm so happy that you had a chance to check it out.
It was so cool. Something everybody needs to experience. You know, I was told about it, but when you walk in that store and experience it for yourself, it's pretty cool.
I don't know. There's so many cool
great
things
brand
happening in this country, and that's why I love promoting everything that's good, especially if you've retired and you're on Medicare and you want to take a trip to go see Buc-ee's. You can get in the car and head to go see Buc-ee's. So we have a lot to get to, but we always like to begin by just talking about things that we just feel are interesting enough that we want to bring up with you, the audience. So where would we begin in this audition?
First off, I guess, you know, saw some runners out there.
Yep.
St. Patrick's Day parade about to start. So cool.
Great day.
Awesome to be down here live at the home show. We were walking past the Lego display and train display. What a
amazing,
really cool exhibit there. And, you know, something I have written down to talk about today, but March 11th earlier this week was 5 years since the COVID pandemic was announced as a pandemic. And I was like, wow, I can't believe it's been 5 years.
Listen, I was in a bar on February 20th. This is a fact. And because I work late during the week, I would go out a few nights a week from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. to 1 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that whole bar life, right? Used to have fun.
I was
fun.
A bartender for 9 years.
Yeah, a couple of beers, watched the Pirate game, and it was starting to really take hold. And I walked out of that place and looked back, and this is the truth. I went, it'll never be the same. And I've never been back out to that bar or any bar since the pandemic. Our whole world has been turned upside down. Hopefully we're getting back to some sort of normality. But that March the 11th, the world changed forever.
And I was thinking back to, I was sitting in an office on March 12th, and I worked for one of the carriers prior, so that's where I was working. And they were just making a plan, like, we have to, we were doing 250 events a month throughout the state of Pennsylvania, and they were like, we got to shut everything down, shut it down, go from home. And I spent the next probably 5 or 6 months teaching my brokers to utilize online resources from paper apps. So it did change the world for sure. So
a lot of exciting things. You've been doing some work from home, but not because of the pandemic, because I love your offices, but you guys are getting a little bit of a makeover.
Getting a little facelift at the office.
Nice.
Very excited to do that. So we'll be probably hopefully back in the office soon, but have been working for a little bit from home, which has been nice. So I'm still bumping. I peeked in last week, so I'll probably go in this week just to see kind of what's going on.
Nice.
So.
Okay, so let's look at this date in history, March 15th.
March 15th, the Ides of March. So in 44 BC, the Ides of March actually... what it actually meant, because I did not know this. And I'm sure I learned this somewhere in my history along the way. Mm-hmm. But in the Roman calendar, it was actually marked by points of the month or fixed points. So three specifically that were used were Nones, which was 8 days before Ides. Ides, which is the midpoint of the month. And Calends, if I'm saying that properly,
saying
the first day of the following month. So it was originally fixated around the moon cycle. However, in Roman times, these dates fixated on the monthly calendar. Therefore, the Ides of March literally means the middle of March. So we're on March 15th, the Ides of March. But it's actually better known because in 44 BC, that forever became synonymous with the date that Julius Caesar was assassinated.
I know. Poor Julius.
Poor Julius.
Got a salad named after him, though.
Salad, month of July.
Yep.
Month of July.
But you know what? March has always been a good month for me. And a lot of it has to do with my two sons were born in March. I've always kind of liked March. And the last couple of days, the weather, oh.
It's been beautiful.
It has been beautiful. Okay, what else? 1820.
So in 1820, Maine was admitted as the 23rd United States state. In 1917, Tsar Nicholas II of Russia is forced to abdicate the Russian throne, ending the 304-year Romanov dynasty.
So basically, all the good days came to an end on that day for that czar.
I think he had a worse day a few months later to come. But
yeah, he did.
In 1964, I'm a big fan, so Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton marry for the first time. They would divorce, marry again, and divorce again.
Listen, you'll probably never find this, but Sinatra was having one of his many celebrations, and Richard Burton was there to give him some accolades. And I can't even attempt to repeat it because there's just no way. It's truly one of the most incredible speeches I've ever heard. And he did it extemporaneously off of his head, top of his head. I don't think people realize, and sadly, Richard Burton died very young, but they talk about Laurence Olivier and Peter O'Toole and all these other great actors from that part of the world. Richard Harris, that man was incredible. And this speech that he gave for Sinatra was like, you could just see the wow factor. His eyes looked like coffee saucers. He was just so impressed.
He was so well-spoken, so brilliant. And, you know, I have done reading in documentaries about Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton specifically, where he, you know, wrote her all these love letters, poetry, just, you know, phenomenal and very intelligent gentleman.
Brilliant.
So. And then 1990, Mikhail Gorbachev is elected as the first president of the Soviet Union today.
You know, he's the only Soviet Union president that actually left office alive.
You got
Putin right now, but
yeah.
that bet's still on the table. I'm just saying. But he's the only one.
Wow. That's pretty amazing.
All right. How about some birthdays and we'll get
all
to a
right.
break.
All right. So all the way back in 1767, Andrew Jackson, the 7th president of the United States. 1933, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I put this one on here for you and I, Rob. 1943, Sly Stone of Sly and the Family Stone. He will be 82 today. So happy birthday. And then we got a little bit more local birthday.
Oh, is it his birthday?
It is. Mike Tomlin is 53, born in 1972. So happy birthday, Mike Tomlin.
Boy, he's even younger than me. Everybody.
Maybe he'll get a, what are they looking for? A quarterback. So maybe we'll get a quarterback for Mike Tomlin's birthday.
Let me shout across the Allegheny here. Happy birthday, coach. Happy birthday. All right, maybe Aaron Rodgers will finally get the deal done, but I'm starting to lose hope there. All right, when we come back, we're going to tell you about all sorts of things. But when we go to break, I think it's still enough time before the break to go through these seminars, and I'm going to tell you how you can register for free to be a part of them. Go ahead.
All right, so upcoming seminars, and we'll talk a little bit more about these when we get back. March 18th at 2 p.m., we're going to be at the UPMC Harbor Gardens on Metropolitan Street in Pittsburgh. March 26th, 6 p.m. will be at McCandless Franklin Park Ambulance Authority in Wexford. April 2nd, 6 p.m. will be at the Moon Township Public Library in Coriopolis. And April 8th at 6 p.m. will be at the Holiday Inn Express in Bridgeville.
All right, here's what you need to do. 888-818-6334. Call that number now and reserve your space or go to MediConnectInsurance.com and click on the seminars tab. Lauren Uran is here. It's your Pratt Pack. We're at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center, and it is the Saturday. And, of course, the Pittsburgh Home and Garden Show, the final weekend for 2025. We'll be right back. All right, back with Lauren Uran, that great hour that is the Inside Connection. MediConnect, again, advisors until noon today, 888-818-6334. You never pay for an appointment with MediConnect. Lots to get to, but more importantly, this enrollment period will be ending March 31st. So do the math. Today's March 15th. So we are almost done.
We are. So while we discussed last segment that today marks the Ides of March, that to me means there's about 2 weeks left in the open enrollment period. So this year it's more important than ever, truly, to review your benefits to do so by that deadline. March 31st. Call now 888-818-6334. There have been several changes to what are known in the industry as special enrollment periods. We've talked about this a little bit over this past quarter in the radio shows, but between these changes and less five-star plan options in the Western Pennsylvania market, what this could mean is that for some folks that were able to switch plans throughout the year in past years, if you don't call now, you may not be able to change plans until January of next year during that annual enrollment period, October 15th through December 7th. So as I announced on my last show, I will be moving from my current role as associate manager to director of our client experience team here at MediConnect. And I've been spending a lot of time with the new team in client experience over these past few months as I prepare for this new role. And there's a few points I've seen plaguing a lot of our clients. That's what I really wanted to kind of focus on today. So before I do talk about some of these issues, I wanted to point out that MediConnect currently has over 1,100 five-star Google reviews.
That's pretty good.
We really couldn't have attained that rating if our services weren't being seen as
valuable. Listen, there's no room for error when you get that. Mm-mm. That's pretty impressive.
It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. So if you're on Medicare now, if you're coming on to Medicare soon, check out MediConnectInsurance.com and take a gander at those reviews. Not only do our licensed representatives walk through the process of reviewing your coverage seamlessly and helping you choose a plan that you actually understand, once you're a client with us, you then have access to our client experience department. And at Client Experience, we want to continue to offer that five-star service and helping you with any issue that comes along with your coverage. So the biggest hot topic so far this season that I've seen has been prescription drugs. So knowing how much the overall drug coverage when it comes to Medicare did change for 2025, I'm personally not surprised to see that this has been our biggest request for help. While this year Medicare removed that dreaded donut hole and capped the cost of covered prescriptions for seniors at $2,000 per year per customer, it's still nevertheless extremely confusing. So I talked through a couple things that are kind of plaguing our folks, and I'm going to talk through these one by one.
Okay.
So the first thing here is deductibles.
Yeah, that's a very slippery slope.
It really is. And about 75% of Medicare recipients here in Western PA are enrolled onto Medicare Advantage plans. The other 25% are on Medigaps, which have a separate standalone drug plan. So the 25% of people that are actually on those standalone plans probably used to seeing deductibles on their plans in the past years for the higher costing meds. But for that 75% of the population, this is a new experience for these members. Not typically did they see these deductibles. So I think one of the biggest pieces of confusion right now is just the unknown. Right? So folks aren't used to interacting with that deductible. While overall the amount is capped much lower in 2025 at $2,000, the cap last year was $8,000 out of pocket. Those with expensive or higher tiered medications are actually seeing that sticker shock this quarter when they're picking up that medication. So in years past with the donut hole, it kind of looked like a roller coaster, right? You have to go up the hill and then you hit and you go down the hill and then up and down, right? So you would kind of hit those higher costs throughout the year. right now it's kind of happening right when you go to fill those meds. Or if you're on generics and you get a more expensive medication prescribed to you throughout the year at some point, you could be hit with a higher cost at that time that you're unaware of because that is a higher tiered medication. So that deductible has to be attained before walking into the rest of the plan coverage. This year, the highest deductible that a plan can charge is $590. Some plans charge a little less. Some plans charge a little more.
Is it better now than what it was?
Overall, if you're on expensive medications, yeah.
Yes.
Your limit is $2,000 instead of $8,000. But again, we've been in that donut hole structure for so long. I think most people are used to hitting those higher costs later in the year. Now they're getting slammed with them kind of in the beginning of the year. So it's kind of like, what's happening to me? And I think there's a little bit of fear of, hey, is this high cost going to continue throughout the year?
Let me remind you that if you just want to set up an appointment, all this stuff kind of swirling around in your brain and you're wondering this, that, and everything, call them. Never a charge for their service. 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334, or go to MediConnectInsurance.com.
And for those of you who, again, maybe you get hit with that big deductible right when you walk in the pharmacy, all the companies are required to offer you a payment option, the MP3, the Medicare Prescription Payment Plan. So these are ran by the carrier or managed by the plan that you're on. So you have to call into the carrier and say, hey, I just walked into the pharmacy, got a big bill. I need to go on to the payment plan. But that is one option for you. But I really do think, again, it's important. You've got 2 weeks left in this open enrollment period. So if you're getting hit with high costs, whether it's at the doctor's office, at the pharmacy, at the hospital even, give us a call because there might be benefits out there that you don't know that you're eligible for. Your situation may have changed since annual enrollment.
How often does that happen, though, where somebody finds out, hey, I didn't know I had that?
Oh, all the time. All the time.
I mean, that's worth that right there alone, what you just said, and that's the reason I stopped you. Somebody should make the call.
So, yeah, I mean, I can't tell you. One of my, like, I had, this was a couple years ago, but we, it was when I worked for one of the carriers. We had a plan that had a very robust over-the-counter amount. And that year, it rolled over. Usually, those end on a quarterly basis. And this lady was leaving almost $600 on the table.
Oh my.
I ran into her in December
at a
food pantry. And she had no clue she had that benefit on the plan. And I was like, well, here's your Christmas shopping, you know.
How did that come up in the conversation?
Well, we were talking about her plan, and I was like, do you have any questions or anything you don't understand? And she had a couple questions, but she never referenced that specific benefit. So I said, hey, are you utilizing your over-the-counter? And she went, what over-the-counter? Because the year that she signed on and the plan didn't have it yet. So those plans all change annually. There could be plan benefits that were added or removed from your plan that you're completely unaware of.
That is fantastic.
So you never know, you know, what you're missing until you call in. And again, your situation, you may have had a certain situation when you reviewed an annual enrollment period. Now you've had a new medication prescribed. Maybe you have a surgery coming up. Maybe you're going to have a surgery and it's an outpatient, but you need a whole bunch of physical therapy. Those copays can rack up. So again, there's ways we can help you save there.
Absolutely love it. Okay, we got a couple minutes for the break. Go ahead.
All right. So this is one thing, again, this is what we're seeing a lot in client experience. Tis the season for prior authorization and quantity limits. What does that even mean? Okay. I probably saw 5 or 6 cases struggling with this week alone. So one common issue we see, unfortunately, all too often is medication hoops we need to jump through. And this can be extremely frustrating. You may have started a new plan. You may be due for your annual authorization for a plan that you've been on for years and years, or you may have been prescribed something new. Any of those situations, a medication might require prior authorization before they'll allow you for it to be covered. So every plan that works with Medicare that offers prescription drug coverage has something called a formulary. That's a list of covered medications. And that's something, you know, we help with all the time. So, you know, when we come back from the break, I can talk a little bit more about how we've helped a few people through these situations. But, you know, sometimes it's just something a little bit simpler than you think. It might just be the doctor was off a word and they need to resubmit the authorization. But we've been helping people through this process. Can be extremely frustrating sometimes to get those medications covered.
All right. Coming up on March 18th, the 2 UPMC Harbor Gardens, Metropolitan Street, Pittsburgh 33. March 26th at 6 p.m. McCandless Franklin Park Ambulance Authority. That's Grubbs Road, Wexford. April 2nd at 6 p.m. Moon Township Public Library, Beaver Grade Road. April the 8th at 6 p.m., the Holiday Inn Express, Pittsburgh, Bridgeville, Washington Pike. All you need to do for free, that's right, free reservations, is to call 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-MEDI, or go to MediConnectInsurance.com and click on the Seminars tab. We'll be back.
The following is paid for by MediConnect.
We're back. It is Lauren Uran here with me at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center. It's MediConnect, the inside connection, the Pittsburgh Home and Garden Show. True Value coming up next hour with Andy and Mike. And then at 11 o'clock, Christine Zapp, AAA East Central. And then Dawn Spala will be here, doctor of chiropractic medicine. We'll be talking to her. She joins us from the Allegheny Health and Physical Medicine. They've got a bunch of locations in this region. But right now, it's time to talk about Medicare, prescription information that you can use, and Medicare Advantage open enrollment through March 31st. Go ahead.
All right. So right before the break, Rob, we were kind of talking a little bit about medications, potholes maybe, if you will, that you'll hit with when it comes to authorizations. So a formulary is where I kind of left off. That's a list of drugs or medications that your plan will cover. Right. Every plan has a list if they offer prescription drug coverage. So if you're on an Advantage plan or if you're on a standalone prescription drug plan, they will have a list. And there's a couple denotations on these lists. So one might be prior authorization, which means that medication requires an authorization from the insurance company. So your doctor has to submit an authorization form. Others could be quantity limits. They'll only allow so much of that medication to be filled at one time. So I've had several people having issues with these things. And another tool that clients can use is a formulary exception. So if you're looking for coverage and you don't see your medication on the formulary, you can request an exception. I've seen clients need these in cases where they are possibly allergic to a certain generic and have to take an uncovered brand name. However, this is a process and the plan still has to approve. So many of these are going to require the plan gain information from your provider, whether it's quantity limit, prior authorization, formulary exception. And we actually had a prior authorization case this week with one of our clients. Basically, the provider submitted a request for medication that requires the authorization, and the carrier denied it, that request. So they cited that it wasn't deemed medically necessary. Well, the client came onto a new plan this year and had no problem obtaining this medication on their prior plan. Obviously, our client, you know, in this situation was extremely frustrated about the situation. So we were able to help the client reach out to their provider, explain to the provider, hey, that request was denied and why, per what the carrier updated us for. And we were able to have the doctor resubmit that case. So they reached out to the carrier, did their paperwork portion of it, and now it got approved. So sometimes we see these frustrating situations where we have to do a little bit extra work to get a medication covered. But I've seen all too often in my time that sometimes authorizations, billing issues, many of these things that plague us when it comes to insurance can simply be summed up to a typo in a code or in a request. Maybe it wasn't written properly to the liking of the carrier. So this client's medication specifically chose the plan that they were on because it covered the medication at a much lower cost. So that's where they were requesting that authorization to make sure it was medically necessary. This is just one thing that I see all too often and a lot of folks experience this. But if you are having any of these issues yourself, give us a call, 888-818-6334. And we can get a review in before it's too late. Again, the deadline is March 31st to review your plan options. So make sure you do yourself a favor, get a quick review, especially if you're in a scenario like I was talking about.
Right.
There might be a situation where it's a prior authorization on one company, not on another. So let's take a look and see if we can make your life a little bit easier. Or, you know, if you're having a billing issue, if you're having a surgery coming up, any of those things, we want to review what you're on, make sure you understand what your plan's covering, and maybe see if you're leaving some additional benefits on the table.
So let me ask you, one of the biggest things with healthcare is that people put off certain things because they're afraid of the price. But if I set up an appointment with you and I go through MediConnect and I sit down and I go through step by step what the plan is, do I basically not have a menu, but do I have a pretty good understanding of what a particular procedure or something that deals with healthcare, whether it's a prescription or a doctor copay or a hospital visit or emergency room visit, do I have a kind of a ballpark of what I'm going to be spending?
Yes, absolutely.
See, so then why would you not do that?
Yeah, exactly. There is a list. It's called a summary of benefits, okay? And there's also something called an evidence of coverage. So in the summary of benefits, it's a summary of the benefits of the plan. So it's going to line item by line item each and every single cost. Now, somewhere that can get a little bit dicey would be something like a Part B medication, which would be infusion, injection in the hospital, chemotherapy. That's going to be labeled at a 20% of the cost on most Advantage plans. And then you're saying 20% of what? It's what the provider charge is going to be. So that's where, you know, things can be a little bit questionable. But like most of the services you're going to regularly receive, such as a doctor's visit, specialist visit, inpatient hospitalization, outpatient, outpatient services, they're all going to have a list and a copay set on
Advantage. Do you realize we've been doing this show for years, and it finally occurred to me today that this is such an advantage to deal with MediConnect.
Mm-hmm.
Because not only are you saving money, getting good coverage, but you have in front of you the bottom line. So there's that fear that's been removed. So if you need something, you're going to go, okay, here's what I'm going to probably pay roundabout. You know going in, so you can deal with whatever the issue is, and you don't have that whole idea of the price hanging over your shoulder.
And situations change. So you maybe picked your plan back in the fall. Now said surgery is coming up, and you forget what that copay is. That's where my team, Client Experience, is there too. We can easily access all that, get you that information, review those benefits with you, and see, you know, what you're going to owe, because things can change. And a lot of times, hey, when we're sitting down having that conversation, Rob, initially, and picking out your plan and going over everything, sounds great. But I always say to all the representatives that work for us, imagine you sit down with somebody for an hour or two and seems like they get, I talk about this each and every single day. We were just talking about on the break how I had, you know, one of my boyfriend's friends walk into the home and he started asking me questions. It kind of never stops for me.
Well, tell the story. This is an incredible story, what you did for him. And this is why I just said, you know, Lance and Brian and Sean, and how you guys never turn it off. And Mark, you're passionate about what you do. So even if you're not on the clock, you're helping people every day. That's what's so incredible about MediConnect. Tell them about this story.
Yeah, so I was working from home due to our office reconstruction, and one of my boyfriend's friends came over, and they were going out to do some work. And he had just moved here from another state. So he was having problems getting his medications covered. And he didn't update a plan yet for his move. So I helped him, you know, got him to call Medicare, Social Security, get his address updated. We're meeting with him on Monday to help him enroll into a plan in Pennsylvania. So he's not going to have to jump through all these hoops, because the problem he's having is like that plan is in a different state. They're not wanting to fill. Doctor's got to rewrite the script. He's going through all those things that we just listed of the prior authorization issues. He's having kind of all of them hit right now while being out of state and trying to fill it at a out-of-state pharmacy.
I can tell one thing for sure, you'll always get a Christmas card from him.
Right.
Listen to me. But you love talking about
it. I do. I talk about it all day, every day.
When did you know in your life that healthcare was what you wanted to do? Because you could have done anything. You got a personality. You could sell any product. Why was it this?
So I went to Pitt, and I switched my major a whole bunch because I couldn't decide. I guess I'm a true Libra. And, you know, it was balancing those
skills. And Pitt's got a wide variety of good stuff.
They do. And I was in originally pre-pharmacy, and then I was speech and audiology therapy.
You would have been a great pharmacist.
Well, I went into speech and audiology therapy. And I was like, I probably talk too fast
no,
to
you
be
don't.
A speech therapist. However, I really wanted to work with brain trauma victims and help people regain after they had a massive brain injury. But like when you started getting in there and seeing the statistics and yeah, you could get them back, but not back 100%, made me a little sad. So I went for a history degree, which is what all my electives were in. I spent 5.5 years in school. Long story short.
Is that why you do this date in history so good?
That is exactly
I mean,
why.
So you blow those other guys out of the water.
When I came out of school, I was just looking for a job, and I got brought in as a temporary employee. It was at the time Gateway Health Plan, which is now Highmark Whole Care.
Yeah.
And I was brought in right in the enrollment department. And what I did was agent support. So I helped all the brokers that were trying to sell the plan. I guess I like problem solving. So it was really cool because I got to put some of my experience from school, pre-pharmacy, speech and audiology therapy. I took sign language classes, like all kinds of stuff, and my love of history. And I got to kind of merge that into talking with people, helping people. And I really just liked helping people. You know, it was a lot of fun for me. So that's what I like doing on a day-to-day basis. And I've always helped either consumers or the agents learn. One of my favorite things about running a team, you know, is that by helping the team learn, they're going to be able to in turn help more people than I could just alone.
Well, I tell you, I just get more and more impressed each and every week. It's amazing the good stuff that they do every day. We're going to run the seminars, then we're going to come back for one more segment. But remember, never a charge for their services. Call now. Live Advisor standing by. 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334.
All right. So March 18th, different time than our usual, 2 o'clock p.m. at UPMC Harbor Gardens on Metropolitan Street in Pittsburgh. March 26th, 6 p.m. will be at the McCandless Franklin Park Ambulance Authority in Wexford. April 2nd, 6 p.m. will be at the Moon Township Public Library in Coriopolis. And April 8th at 6 p.m. will be at the Holiday Inn Express in Bridgeville. However, again, for a full listing, we'll be in a location near you. Check out our website, MediConnectInsurance.com, or give us a call, 888-818-6334, and one of our live advisors can help you book your spot now.
All right, what are we going to do in the fourth and final segment? Kind of a review and a few more things.
Absolutely. We're going to, you know, kind of give some final open enrollment reminders, because Ides of March, we've got 2 weeks left.
Those Ides of March, they're always watching, are they not? All right, coming up next hour, the guys from True Value, Andy and Mike will be here taking your calls. Christine Zapp will be here, AAA Essentials Talking Travel. And then today at noon, it is Dr. Dawn Spala, Allegheny Health and Physical Medicine. And then all sorts of good things today, including Natalie Benzavinga later today as well. I'll be back here tomorrow with the Coons Market Black and Gold Sunday Show. What a treat we have for you. If you are a fan of the sports world when it comes to journalism, we've got three legendary names going to be joining me on the Coons Market Black and Gold Sunday Show. Bob Dvorak of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette for many years will be co-hosting for the full 2 hours, but two of the best ever to put their byline in the Post-Gazette, Ed Bouchette, longtime NFL beat writer, and the legendary Bob Smizek, hard to believe, retired 16 years ago. He'll be with me as well. We got a lot of Steelers stuff to get to, the Pirates rolling through spring training, the Penguins just trying to figure it all out, and yeah, that college basketball championship season is upon us too. So all tomorrow on the Coons Market Black and Gold Sunday Show, that'll be here at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center. Lauren Uran and I back with the final segment of the Inside Connection in moments on KDKA. Yeah, we got all three here next hour. Ed Pfeiffer just showed up along with Mike Bronicheski and Andy Amrine. But right now, Lauren Uran's got one more segment. It's the Inside Connection, MediConnect, and we will run those seminars again before this segment is up. Go ahead.
One of the things I love about being live here when we have the headsets on, I'm hearing those musical introductions.
There you
go. Sitting here dancing. I'm like, thank goodness we're not on camera for this one. All right. So just a few reminders again that open enrollment time frame is ending March 31st. So there's a few different scenarios out there. If you have LIS, which is low income subsidy or extra help, it helps pay premium and discounts, your medications. In past, you had a year-round special enrollment period or ability to change plans. You may not, depending on your situation, have that ability this year. So your deadline may be March 31st, as in years past, it wasn't. D-SNPs. So if you're a dual special needs plan recipient and you have a D-SNP plan, a lot of extra benefits, that's Medicare and Medicaid. In years past, you had a year-round special enrollment period. You will still have a year-round enrollment period, but it will be select plans that you can choose to come onto. Not every plan is at your disposal this year. So if you have a dual special needs plan and you want to review your benefits, your deadline could very well also be March 31st, depending on the plan that you want. Also, our MAPD enrollees, open enrollment, unless getting one of the other special windows with assistance programs or a life event like moving, you'll be in lock-in, unable to change plans after March 31st. So it's extremely important that we are seeing many people go into 2025 with that high cost at the pharmacy, large deductible, unforeseen costs if you didn't compare your plans in the annual enrollment period. So if something's popped up, if something's changed in your scenario, even if you want just a 30-minute review, Know your own benefits, like we were talking about. There may be benefits on the plan that you have now that you're completely unaware of. Give us a call, 888-818-6334. Never a cost for our services, never a cost to review, but get that in between before March 31st because you may not be able to change after that.
All right, tell them about the seminars and what they will experience when they go there and why so many people love these. And remember, we're going to tell you again, 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. You can call now to reserve your space. These are free seminars, but you got to reserve your space. Or you can do it very simply by going to MediConnectInsurance.com and clicking on the seminars tab.
I had such a cool experience at my seminar this week.
Where were you
so
at this
So we were in Belle Vernon.
Oh, nice.
And so I'm sitting down with these ladies, and this lady there, she's like, I've seen you before. I'm thinking maybe she's heard my voice on the radio. Yeah. She said something about my voice being recognizable. And here we determined she worked for a senior center up in Mercer County, up in Sandy Lake, the center at the lake, Equestrian Senior Center. And she had seen me speak there when I worked for a carrier probably about 8 years ago. And remember, because I would do an annual speech there for them about plans. So it was pretty cool. I was like from Mercer all the way down to Belle Vernon, but she was a Belle Vernon graduate. She was there visiting her friend. They were getting ready to book their 40th
small world
anniversary. It was pretty cool. It was
it
a pretty
cool.
neat experience. But if you are turning 65, if you are thinking about retiring, and maybe you're over 65, under 65, these are where you want to be. You're going to kind of learn all the things that you need to know while you're coming on to that time in your life, right? So what you need to do, when you need to do it. So when can you come? March 18th, 2 p.m. We'll be at the UPMC Harbor Gardens, Metropolitan Street in Pittsburgh. March 26th, 6 p.m., McCandless Franklin Park Ambulance Authority in Wexford. April 2nd at 6 p.m. we'll be at the Moon Township Public Library in Coriopolis. And April 8th, 6 p.m. we'll be at the Holiday Inn Express Bridgeville. Again, for a full listing of our seminars, because we've got way more out there on the internet, MediConnectInsurance.com, or give us a call, 888-818-6334. We can book that for you as well.
You know, it's been a very unique, going back to October through the 1st of December, and now in this open enrollment period. Boy, just a lot of moving parts, but it can be so simplified by making the phone call and setting up an appointment with MediConnect, one of our advisors, and it's free of charge.
Don't have to be scared. Free of charge. Your representative can come to you, can meet you in a neutral location. Again, we're having a little bit of a facelift at the office, but we allow office appointments as well. And we've been doing them through construction, depending on, you know, a couple of days it was noisy, but I think we're past that point now. So,
well, but that's another indication how you're investing into the future. This isn't, you know, we're here short term. You guys have become the best because you put a lot of sweat equity into it. And now with this refresh at the office and the investment, it means you're changing with the times and moving into the
future.
And growing. Yeah. And look, if you're someone out there who's looking for a career that can really be a starting point but also can last for a lifetime, MediConnect. I've seen many people come on board, like Mark Clark recently changed his entire life. His wife, others, Lance, his wife. I mean, Sean, you. I mean, it's an incredible way to earn a living, but more importantly, know that you're making a difference every single day.
Absolutely. And I mean, even with our representatives, you know, that you get to hear about us on the radio, right?
Because
Lance, Mark, Sean, myself, but we train everybody that comes on. We ride along on appointments, you know, if they're coming on as a field representative. But I know we're going to be hiring, and, you know, check out our website if you're interested in something like that as well. A lot of travel involved if you're in the field sales, so be ready for that. But, you know, definitely something to consider, and we're looking for folks.
You know, what's amazing, too, is how you folks will actually go to someone's house if need be.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that when I was a child growing up, the local insurance agent always did.
Yep, we still do that. We, you know, in the field, we do the majority of our appointments still in the house.
I mean, to me, that's such a comforting feeling to know that I'm going to do something that's going to change my life because I'm transitioning my life. And I don't have to come to them. You can do Zoom. You can do whatever. But you guys will make sure that they have more than a 15-minute quick, hello, how are you? This is what we've come up with. You get a chance to mix and match and talk and break people down as far as the starting point, where they were when it came to healthcare, where they are now and where they hope to be and what plan works for them, not just now, but in the future.
Well, home appointments are still great because I can't tell you how many times I go to a neutral location and I ask for the medications and I'm like, well, they'll be like, I left it at home and I forgot how to spell that medication, or, you know, whatever the case is. So in the home is great.
There's only three people that know the list of medications, the pronunciation and how to spell them and what they're all about. Those that I've helped train to go through nursing school, those who I've helped train go through pharmacy school at either Duquesne or Pitt, and people at MediConnect. You know all this stuff.
You know, I still mispronounce a few here or there, but I knew them very well from my pharmacy school. Like, when I look at a drug compound, you know, pronunciation, I still can kind of jump in there pretty good.
I remember a friend of mine many years ago, I had index cards, the old index cards, and we would drill and go over and go over. And her ability to retain this stuff was absolutely incredible. I don't think people realize what a gift to be in the healthcare community.
I used to have the periodic table flashcards. I mean, I still think I got a few kicking somewhere around the house. So.
No, listen, it's changing, it's evolving, and next year will be different than this year. And we tell people, just because you lock in this year doesn't mean you shouldn't revisit next year.
Absolutely. And that's what we're here for.
So what would you say the Inflation Reduction Act was the big ticket item?
That really was this year, because again, you know, for people that are on those expensive medications, took your cost overall for the year from $8,000 down to $2,000. So that's huge. I mean, that's such a massive cut. But, you know, there were some benefit changes. There were some benefit, you know, degree as well.
How ironic is this? Your guy, who's my hero, does concrete, and Mike over there, who knows all about concrete because of the hardware business. Your dad did that kind of business with PJ Dick. Here he is now doing that. And I said earlier, because he's so hyper, I said, does the guy drink coffee? And you're like, no. So I guarantee you, you hire this guy to do your concrete, it's going to be pristine. I can't thank you enough. Please just remind everyone one more time, the seminars. And I'm going to tell you how you can sign up. It's absolutely free, all of these seminars, but you got to reserve your space. 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. Or make it simple. Go to MediConnectInsurance.com and click on the seminars tab. They're free, but you got to reserve your space. Lauren.
All right. So March 18th, different time than our usual. It's going to be at 2 p.m. at the UPMC Harbor Gardens on Metropolitan Street in Pittsburgh. March 26th at 6 p.m. will be at the McCandless Franklin Park Ambulance Authority in Wexford. April 2nd, 6 p.m. will be at the Moon Township Public Library in Coriopolis. And April 8th, 6 p.m., we'll be at the Holiday Inn Express in Bridgeville off of Washington Pike.
Well, we just want people to understand. It seems a little difficult. Yeah, I get it, because all the, you know, the information coming in the mail, the phone calls. Bottom line is this. One phone call, it can get simple, and you know exactly where you stand, and you know exactly what it's going to cost.
And that's, I have so many people tell me, I'm getting all these phone calls. One phone call to us. You know, you'll get your assigned representative, and then you'll have somebody that you can know and trust.
And listen, that's half the battle. And here's the other thing. Once it's done, you have a question, you can still pick up the phone and make the call.
And that's going to be my team. You can call your representative, but we have a whole client experience department just there to help you.
Listen, I'm still waiting to do Medicare, but I'm kind of excited about it now because I know the right people to call.
Well, and then you can use the client experience line to get me anytime you need a ride.
Listen, so. I got your mobile, too, so I'll track it down. All right, great to see her. Great stuff. Good to see Jeff. Always nice to see him here, your significant other. Good people, hardworking guy. And now it's the three guys, Ed Pfeiffer, Pfeiffer True Value and Mars, Mike Bronicheski, Sarver True Value Rental, and the one and only Mr. True Value, Andy Amron, Evie True Value, Bethel Park. We're talking home improvement next.
The preceding was paid for by MediConnect. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.